Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And it's time now for... I ought to get a bit of the Strictly theme tune, didn't I?
Strictly Come Dancing.
With Josie, our correspondent, our Strictly correspondent. So, off we go.
Well, hello everyone, this is Josie Shaw with Strictly Sequence, with my weekly thoughts on BBC One's Saturday evening show, Strictly Come Dancing.
Wow, I like the Strictly Sequence, I like that. So, Josie, what was the dance theme this week?
This week, the dance theme was the movies.
Oh.
And some of the couples did dance to some from Disney films, I am pleased to say, and others are not Walt Disney's.
Really? So they weren't as good then, because it wasn't Walt Disney?
No, some of them were not that bad.
So what was your favourite dance week, and which couple were performing it?
Well, my favourite dance this week was the Zumba, performed by Karen and Amy. They danced to the song Kung Fu Fighting from the film Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I like that film.
Yeah, me too, and I also love that song, that Kung Fu Fighting song.
Yeah.
Cameron was the panda and Amy was the tigress.
Oh.
And the judges said strong lines, song top, and Craig said words, hard to pronounce it, phenomena.
Phenomenal, yes. Craig would, wouldn't he? And what outfits did you like the most?
The couple outfits that I liked the most was Calvin and Amy's, because they were dressed from the movies Mary Poppins. Amy was Mary Poppins and Calvin was Jack.
Oh.
And the dance they did was called The Chosen Tomb Trip, a little like fantastic.
Ah.
One of the judges, it was Bruno, who said it was as good as anything he had seen in the West End or on Broadway.
Wow, that's a bit of an accolade, isn't it? So what dance did you find the most entertaining and why?
The dance I found the most entertaining was the street dance, The Couple Choices, performed by Dev and Dion. The song they did was from Aladdin that was called Never Had a Friend Like Me.
Ah.
I know. Yes, and you see, Dev was the genie.
Yeah.
Who was painted all blue over his skin, because that's what the genie's supposed to look like, and more like Will Smith style, as I say.
Ah.
And his partner, Deanne, well, either she was dressed up as like the monkey Abu, or because what Aladdin used to be, street rat.
Oh. So, this week, which dance would you like to have danced yourself?
If I could have been a dancer in one of the couples, I would have liked to have been dancing the rumba with Neil to the song How Far I Go from the film Moana.
Oh, you like Moana, don't you?
Yeah, it finally came just like I knew it would. Although, I appreciated they did not did your welcome song, but that doesn't bother me. How Far I Go sounds more heroic.
Right, good. So, do you think that the judges were mean or fair this week?
Well, to be honest, the judges were mean and fair at the same time, but they were definitely honest.
That's good. And who was at the top of the leaderboard this week?
At the top of the leaderboard this week was Calvin and OT. They got 38 points, followed by Dev and Dio with 36 points.
Oh, is that good?
Very good.
Okay. So, who was bottom?
The couple were Annika and Calvin. They had 11 points.
Oh, that wasn't so good then, was it?
I know. They danced the Charleston to the theme tune from the film Kill Bill.
Oh. And who was second from bottom?
The couple with Dave and Nadia were second from bottom with 16 points. They danced the American Smooth to the theme tune from Batman Forever.
Oh. And who was in the dance-off?
After the public voting, the two couples in the dance-off were Annika and Calvin and David and Nadia.
Right.
So the bottom two from the leaderboard were in the dance-off after the public voting. This is the second week running that David, James and Nadia have been in the dance-off.
Oh, dear. So do you think the right couples were in the dance-off?
I felt that they were the right couples in the dance-off, especially Annika. Because for one problem or two, she cannot actually dance.
I like it. So who was voted out by the judges?
Annika and Calvin were voted off by the judges.
Right. So do you agree with their decision?
Well, yes, I agree, because the way I saw that woman, she was only standing there and just moving her legs. She's supposed to, like, swing her legs.
Oh. Okay.
And I have to agree with the judge, and I'm sorry to say, but the most resilient thing of all was that last year Calvin Clifton won Strictly with Stacey Dooley this year, and he is voted out in week three.
Oh.
And I wonder how he feels.
Well, I don't know. So who are you looking forward to seeing next, dancing next week?
After this week's Latin dance, I'm looking forward to seeing Dave Griffin and Deanne Bushray dance again next week, because the way he was dancing, he looked like he could be the winner. But if I'm wrong, I won't take advantages on it.
You won't. Good. So we've got to listen in next week, have we?
Yes.
And you're going to tell us how they all get on?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well, we're depending on you to watch it for us.
Yes. I've never seen it. I think you do a brilliant job there, Josie.
Wonderful job. Wonderful job.
Isn't it?
That's excellent. That's our Strictly Sequins.
Yes, I like that title.
I like that title. Very good. Well, if you remind me, I'll try and get a bit of Strictly to Come Dancing theme music.
Well, Josie's our Strictly Sequins queen.
Yes, we'll get that sorted out for you for next week.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.